Yeah, they got a lot of talent, a lot of weapons, good offensive line or good defense. You know, that's what we're preparing for. We're preparing for a talented, a deep team, a team that you know, can score a lot of points quickly and in a lot of different ways. So, you know, for whatever reason, you know, the season for them hasn't unfolded the way they had hoped it would. But you know, they have the talent to beat anybody. So, you know, we're preparing this week for a very good team.
Does the W that they have in the win column against the New York Giants lend itself to how good they can be?
Absolutely. You know, in a lot of people's view, the Giants are the best team in the NFL right now, and they played the Giants really well and, you know, beat, you know, like I said, probably the best team in the NFL. So, you know, that's the team we're preparing for. We're not taking this game lightly, and this game for us has, you know, extra incentive because we had a lot of goals before the season started, and, you know, we can wrap one of them up this weekend.
Will you personally welcome Ken Dorsey back to the NFL?
You know, it's kind of scary when a new quarterback comes in, a guy that hasn't been on film a lot. When you have some continuity, especially the quarterback position, you know, you can prepare for a lot easier. You know, there's a lot of uncertainties this weekend just because, you know, we don't know what things Dorsey's going to bring. We don't know if they're going to change a lot of things they do offensively. So, you know, the only thing we can do is prepare for what we've seen on tape and, you know, try to stop the things that they do well.
Has the coaching staff dragged out that 2005 game when he was with the 49ers?
It has come up. We've talked about it. We haven't watched any of it on tape. We talked about it. He came here and threw the ball 40 times, and, you know, so it's hard to go back that far and take much from that game because obviously he's changed, we've changed. It's on a completely different team. So, but you know, I know the coaches have gone back and looked at it a little bit. You know, we haven't done that yet. Maybe we'll get into that.
Your health, you're getting better in the 10 days. I mean, are you like 100%? Have you been that way for a while?
This week helped. I mean, you know, it held up when we played those two games real quickly, close together, and now, you know, really, this rest this past weekend helped a lot, and, you know, maybe I'm not 100%, but I'm close, and, you know, just gaining confidence. It's been the big thing is had a few, you know, little minor setbacks in the rehabilitation process, and now the more time goes on, the more confidence I have in it.
You look at the standings, the Colts not going away.
No. That's a scary thing. We have to close the door on the Colts. This has been their division for a long time, and we have an opportunity to do that this weekend. You know, obviously they're leading in wild card standings, but we can win this division. That would be big for this team.
Kyle, do you feel like you guys can break Cleveland's will if you're able to kind of jump on them on Sunday?
I don't know. You know, the best thing we can do is get off to a fast start, do the things we did early in the Detroit game, try to get out to a lead, because that's what our team is built to do. We're built to, you know, control the clock when we get a lead. We're built to get after quarterbacks when we have a lead. You know, so hopefully we can, you know, that's what we try to do every game, but that was really how the game in Detroit kind of got out of hands. We just got a turnover early. We put some points on the board, and then we were able to control the game from there. So ideally we get off to a fast start and get a lead, but, you know, we got to be prepared for anything.